Blog Talk Radio.
Try this again, because last time we had technical difficulties. I have a treat for you, a gifted psychic, my friend Marilyn, and she is a language facilitator and a Voyager tarot reader and a fabulous healer. And nobody can do wording like she can. And thoughts and words are things. Know this, because if you say, oh, this is Kimberly, by goodness, by gosh, universe picks up original thought, and it's going to comply. So, know this. Okay, I'm going to bring her on. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello, Kelly Jo. How are you? I'm so glad we're doing this again.
Yeah, sorry about last time. We had technical issues.
Well, you know, that technical issues, you know, our bodies are energy flow, and so our bodies have technical issues. Why not a radio station?
Yeah.
Not the race.
So, tell the people what languaging facilitator does.
Okay, so I saw a phenomenal young man today in the supermarket, and we were having electrical thunderstorms, so the computers weren't working. And so I was walking by, and he was planning on playing from the machine. He has numbers that he plays every week. I said, oh, how fantastic. You have your numbers. How many times have you won? I play every week, and I haven't won once. And I said, ooh. So how about saying I play every week, and I am a winner every week? Yeah, well, that sounds good, but it never works. So my point is that, as you had said lovingly in the beginning, that, Kelly Jo, how you speak it is your vibration of receiving. So he lovingly plays, and he plays the same numbers, and he lovingly says, they never win. So I said etherically that, yes, they are the winning numbers, and, yes, he is the winner. So we can give etherically the thought pattern, the thought word to another person who has been saying it. For them, it's perfect, yet for the life force energy of the universe, is incorrect. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's very important. So I would like to give my phone number, if anyone is interested in reading, which is 561-379-6951. That's 561-379-6951. And we'll say it one more time before the end of the show.
Yeah.
So,
and I'll give mine too.
Question? Yes. Do you have a question, Kelly Jo?
For you? I also want you to let them know about the Voyager Tarot deck. I think that's very intriguing.
Well, the Voyager. Oh, my gosh, the Voyager. If anyone does or has an inkling for a card, I invite you to take a look at the Voyager Tarot. The Voyager Tarot has beautiful symbolic pictures. And what, for me, the cards talk. You know, each one of us as a reader, we have different types of cards. For me, I just lay down the cards and the words bebop off the cards. But it's a beautiful book. And also on the face card, the card that we looked at, the whole 72 cards, is our DNA. That is, our DNA is on the card. So I did not know that when the cards came to me. They came to me with a message that morning. God said, you're buying cards. I said, no, I'm not. Cards. Oh, okay, fine. Went to a friend's bookstore. The cards fell off the counter. It fell off the shelf.
Oh, that is your dad.
I looked at my friend Ellen and I said, I gather I am buying those cards.
And there you go.
And this is how it is. It could be subtle or it could be very profound, fall right at your feet.
Absolutely.
Messages come with as soft as a whisper and yet as pound as heavy as a hammer. So
it will hit you by a, it'll tap you, and then next time it'll hit you by a...
Yes.
So that's that word.
So the Voyager for me has been the cards in which I do have other cards. But yes, Voyager Tarot is the cards that I am to share with other people. And that they are to see with their eyes. I have so much I want to say about the Voyager, and my words are not coming to me at the moment. Isn't that silly? I think we're supposed to take a phone call. Is there a phone call?
We're going to take the first one and at 5:20, and I'll let you take this one. And
okay.
I will ask them their name and where they're from.
Thank you.
Hello, 520. What is your name and where are you from? Hello? They must be listening.
Yes, and they forgot how to release the mute button.
Okay, we'll try the next one. 775.
Okay.
Hello, 775. Hello? Hello.
Okay.
All right. Well, just tell us more about the tarot there.
Okay, so also too, along with the tarot, in our trying to connect to those phone calls, it came to me to talk about healing and how healing is so profound in each and every one of us, and that no one is exempt. You know, as what a doctor does if we break a bone or fracture a bone, the doctor goes and puts it together, puts it in a cast, and sends us home to heal. Why? All healing is self-healing. So what our body, the doctor did, the due diligence of reconnecting the circuits, the bones, the energy circuits, and the body heals. This is how we are to heal ourselves consciously with our languaging, where how we hold ourselves to the highest degree of that we're already healed, no matter what situation we're going through, no matter what dis-ease it is, or an ailment, or a condition of any kind.
Absolutely.
Always hold ourselves in the highest degree of healed, due to the fact that energy is a straight line. Energy is a straight line. Please, I invite everyone to visualize a straight line. And the energy of joy and the energy of sadness is on the straight line. We give the energy, it's important. If we are joyful, it's a joyful energy. If we become sad or despair or lonely, that is the energy that is given to that. It is a constant. We are constantly giving our energy circuits. It's emotional stuff. It's emotion to our body. So I am inviting myself. Yes, Kelly Jo?
And it totally changes.
Yes. And this is where languaging, through knowing that we are already always healed, and that, yes, we do have life events and situations through which we are walking through, yet we always hold ourselves healed. And through the healing of an emotion, sometimes I do experience for myself, I won't speak of anyone else, but I do know that I have created situations from my past where the energy of the discernment or the unresolved issues or things, the questions that I have that have never been answered, that they show up someplace, sometimes in our body.
Oh, totally.
We don't know that it's from there. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try another phone call. 775,
okay,
hello. Are you there?
Hi, thank you both. Yes, I am. Bless you both.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Well, pleased to meet you. What is your question? I'll let Marilyn get this one.
Thank you.
Hi,
Marilyn.
Hi, Wendy. Hi.
I'm 67, and I've been on disability because of a car accident in March. I'll probably be going back to work late December, early January. And I am hoping, the way I'll do this is by continued employment, I'm hoping to delay starting my Social Security for at least a year and a half or more. When do you see me starting my Social Security?
Okay, well, since you have already poured out your formula, I'm going to call it a formula, since you have already, you will not be receiving it until you're ready, you want to receive it, because you are doing your due diligence. I'm so sorry to your accident. I'm sorry you've had an accident. Yet, thank goodness, you are being taken care of, physically taken care of, and a bit financially taken care of. Congratulations. And you are going to be going to your therapy. You're going to therapy? Going to therapy.
Yeah, I've had some physical therapy. Not really financially taken care of yet. I do have an injury attorney. Once I'm done treating, then they will start negotiating with the other side.
Okay, so that's in the future. Yet that's going to be resolved for you. You will be very happy with your receiving. whatever you and your attorney have decided, I think you're going to change it and increase it to a certain situation that there could be something that's, a lack of a better expression, delayed reaction, where you felt that you were fine and then all of a sudden something else is showing up due to the accident, an unexpected discomfort. Does that make sense? An unexpected discomfort.
Yeah. So that, and did you say I'm going to change attorneys, or maybe I didn't understand?
No, you're not going to change attorneys. You're going to change the amount. It's going to be a greater amount.
Oh, good. Okay. And but I'm not understanding your answer about when I start Social Security. Will I be able to wait at least a year and a half or more?
Yes.
Most definitely.
Oh, praise God.
You've already put that out there. You see, you've already put that out there. You did that yourself.
Well, the reason I'm so frantic is because I got a gift from an aunt because I wasn't making it financially. I couldn't pay my rent. And so I paid my rent ahead 6 months. And I share rent 50-50 with my sister, Leslie, and I love her so much. But, oh, my God, now she's not paying her rent. So this will she catch up? Will she start paying the rent so that – because technically I should not have to pay until March 1st because I paid ahead 6 months. So will my sister – will she really recognize her responsibility and start paying the rent like she should?
Okay, so first of all, should is a word we should never use because should means nothing. So I invite you to know you have to keep a secret. You're not very good at keeping personal secrets.
Yeah.
You have to stop telling your sister everything. And
right.
The reason why she's not paying the rent is because she's jealous.
And you got money.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah. She thinks it's from the accident. She doesn't know that
it does
the
matter.
Aunt.
Yeah. I understand. But you cannot tell her anything about money.
Right. So.
You think you're getting
money. I believe
money.
You.
You're getting... Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy.
Okay.
What was Adam?
Okay, next one.
Sorry,
1111.
Thank you.
Hello, 11111. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Ms. My name is Veronica, Colorado.
What's your question?
Oh, thank you very much. I was renting this small space last week. I want to know if that landlord was or somebody was asking like questions. What was I doing there? Because he became real aggressive with me, and there was no need where I pay him like 2 weeks in advance and rent for that small little 9-5.
Yeah, but it feels like it's not a. You're gonna have to find someplace else to live, hon.
Well, and I'm not talking about the. Sorry, I'm confused. There was a little small business office that I rented.
Yeah, you're gonna have to find a different place.
Okay, yeah, I left, but I want to know if that man was asking questions about what was I doing, like my business.
Well, he don't understand what you're doing, and I see you having to get a different space for your business.
Okay, yeah, I left already, and I'm looking, so that's the good news, right?
That's what you're going to do.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're going to find another place that's affordable for you.
Affordable, much nicer, right?
Yes. Better area. Better traffic.
Oh, really? Do you know how? Can I ask you how much time frame you see that? Because I'm looking.
Well, you'll probably find it within the next 3 weeks.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Okay, you have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Okay, our next one is 347 Maryland. And hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tamika. I'm calling from New York.
And what's
hello,
your question?
Tamika.
Can you please tell me what you see for me with relationship and my life? You see me what easy for me as far as that goes.
Tamika, seeing what it is for you in your love life, is that what your question is?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and rightfully so, things have been, you've had some disappointments, right? And so, yes, you have a large shield in front of you, up. Protection, absolutely phenomenal. Yet I do get the sense that before, well, probably about Halloweenish, party time, Halloween, Thanksgiving, because I see pumpkins, that it's going to be, you're going to meet a gentleman, and gentleman is your preference, yes, at a party, or it's going to be met through a friend of a friend or a colleague. You're going to meet someone that way. You've been looking, it's almost like you have binoculars on and you're looking. Take the binoculars off, put them aside, and just live your life daily. And you're going to meet your gentleman through a friend and going to a party. Do you enjoy going to parties?
I'm kind of shy, actually, around a lot of people.
Ah, well, this is, well, okay. You could be shy.
If you don't go anywhere, you ain't going to meet him. He's not going to ask for a cup of sugar at your door.
So, yes, not the milkman or the postman. So, or the UPS man. So, when you're invited to parties through a friend or an acquaintance of a friend, please go, for this is where you will meet your gentleman. Does that make sense? Give yourself permission to go and have some fun. Okay?
All right. Yeah. Do you see me with children and marriage?
First, you have to give yourself permission to get yourself out there and be open to meet someone before that door opens. Not that it's closed, it's just it's on the peripheral. The relationship comes first. I know you wish to be married and to have children. For you to have all of that, you have to give yourself permission to give yourself to go out there. And then the answer will be yes. But you have to take your first step now. First, go out. Okay?
Yeah. Thank
you,
Tamika. I know
you. Thank you.
Okay, next one. 251. Hello, 251.
Hey, hello. I would like to know if I'm going to be moving, because I feel the energy around me that a move is happening.
Yes, you moved before the end of the year.
All right.
And for some reason you're moving in the wintertime, because I see, you know, my symbol for snow, and that's usually winter. And you're going to find a more affordable place, and it'll be a 2-2, two-bedroom, two-bath.
Huh.
And are you looking for a job along with that?
No, I'm not. My husband, he has a job possibility in the South.
Well, it has to do with the job.
Yeah.
You're moving because of a job.
Right, his job, not mine, my husband's.
Well, that's fine. You live with them, you sleep with them, you're going.
Right, but the job that is possible is in the South. It's in Mississippi.
Well, you're going with your husband, you're moving because of a job. And, yes, you're moving before Christmas.
Cool. And so I will be able to sell the house.
Oh, the house is so quick.
Okay. Because that has to happen before we actually can go. Is that the house has to be sold?
Well, it's going to sell 45 days to the day you put it on market. So don't worry about it. So you better pack stuff up because you procrastinate.
Yeah, we do. We do procrastinate. Yeah, we wait for the last minute.
Get stuff boxed up.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've already called the Salvation Army. Yeah.
Well, Well, thank you.
I've already called her. All right, thank you.
Okay, 520. 520, hello? Hello? Nobody's there. Well, I guess we'll talk more then. Are you there, Marilyn?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
All right, well, that person didn't answer. I'll try it one more time.
Okay. Hello.
We'll see if they'll answer. No, it's just spinning. Hello? 520? Nope. Yes, they're just listening. Okay.
Okay,
oh, we got another one.
Okay.
Okay, we got another one. 917. Hello, whoops. We're waiting for the thing to stop spinning. Hang on a minute. Hello, 917. Hello? Huh. I don't know why.
Okay, so well, I'll take this opportunity to, again, give my phone number. I'm Marilyn, and my phone number is 561-379-6951. That is 561-379-6951. I do readings over the phone, and I also do readings over Skype, with Skype as
yes.
well.
And I'm going to get
Florida, I do it face-to-face.
Yes. And I also do readings, too, and my phone number is 561-333-5367 if you want a private reading. I'll try that 917 one more time, then if not, we'll just talk more. Hi, 917.
Okay.
Let's see if that'll come in. Hello, 917. Hello. Nope. All right.
Okay.
We'll just talk.
So I love the way the last caller was wanted to know about the move, and yes, and you had told her to just stop. You know, I said to stop procrastinating. And so what we do when anyone's ready for a move is that we declutter, we downsize, we clear out the closet, as they say. Well, we can do that also with our own energy field. Is that not so, Kelly Jo? With
yes.
our own body. We can clear out our, by taking our hands over our heart chakra. And the chakras are the energy fields that vibrate through down through the center of our body. And we can scoop it and just pull what doesn't belong to us. Pull it out of our chest area. I mean, we can just pull it out. We all have gunk. We all have stuff. We all have shit. All piled up in there, and sometimes we don't even know what it is. But if we just pull it out, sometimes if I just go, you know, I just feel this urge to pull, and sometimes I feel there's nothing in my hand, then all of a sudden I feel like there's gook, and I just keep going until it's clear. Then when I'm finished, I slap my hands together, and I snap my fingers, and 9 times
yeah.
out of 10, I feel better. And I feel
and
better.
And what I do is I do that for us. I let everything
I'm
go
sorry.
And just let it pull up.
And also one thing we can lovingly do is go hug a tree.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful, grounding. But you got to watch out for ants here in Florida.
Oh, dear God in heaven, don't step anywhere without checking for the ants first.
Yeah, and on the tree.
and on the tree, too. the park. So,
I want to thank you, Marilyn, for being a guest. I appreciate you and love you. And I want to thank everybody that has tuned in tonight. And good wishes, and we'll see y'all in the future. And now that we've had a little bit of positivity, again, think positive, folks. You know, thoughts are things. Remember that.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much for giving me permission to come and be a guest on your show again, Kelly Jo. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed you.
I enjoy you as well.
Everybody have a wonderful evening.
Yes, spectacular week. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye, everyone.